Ireland doesn't build tanks or heavy weapons, but artificial intelligence, radar and subsea surveillance are rapidly expanding sectors, in particular for technology companies with dual uses. Some of those SMEs are now seeing an increased appetite for their product as Europe looks to spend more on defence. Our reporter Jackie Fox has been speaking to some of those companies.
People are aware of radar. It's been around since World War II.
Barry Lunn is founder and CEO of safe driving company Provisio. It makes sensors that help prevent accidents.
So anything that moves, we put the radar on them that allows them to move safer, get to their destination safer, but also take care of the people around them and make sure they get there safer.
The Limerick startup develops what's called dual technology. It means the products can be used in both civilian and military sectors. With Europe's boost in defence spending, interest has grown tenfold, according to Barry Lunn.
It would be fair to say it's increased an awful lot, especially around in the drone industry and things like that. We've an awful lot of interest around that anti-jamming technology and things like that that we've developed. But we build what we call the application layer, right? So there's always somebody who sits on top of that. So for us, it's about finding the right partners. I would say the interest from that side of things, especially across Europe, is probably 10x.
Like Provisio, several Irish tech SMEs are seeing a growing appetite for what they do. This year marked a pivotal year in Europe's defence transformation, with new funding, fiscal flexibility and coordinated procurement.
There's a real awakening, I think, as we know, through the geopolitical situation in the world, about how Europe needs to close the gap, if you like, or step up in terms of providing the ability to defend its own infrastructure. Fintan Buckley, CEO of Eubotica Technologies. You know, here in Ireland and throughout Europe, we have concerns now about what is going on in the open waters, and in particular about the security of the communications infrastructure, the energy infrastructure that flows on the seabed between ourselves, mainland Europe, and even to the US. We know there are state actors who are actively monitoring and mapping what's there, and we have no way of actually monitoring what they are doing on a continuous basis. And this is what satellites can do for you in terms of coordinating with on-ground sensors to provide a real true picture of what's happening in the open waters today. So there's been a huge interest in maritime situational awareness, and that's where our technology really comes to the fore. So we're seeing a real demand for the type of information that we are able to provide from satellite.
But how does all of this affect Irish neutrality? It's something the head of Eubotica talks about with his team.
We've had these debates even in our own company to make sure we're quite clear that even though we are a defence company, we're very much on the security side. But I think we do have a responsibility as a state to participate in the security of Europe-wide infrastructure. And we can definitely do that without compromising our neutrality.
So the interest in Irish companies is there. That's why Vray's office in Dublin is empty. Most of the team are off to a major defence expo in England. Vray develops simulation programmes for emergency services, offshore wind work and the military. Here's co-founder Pat O'Connor.
Ireland is never going to be a base for traditional defence industry. I don't think there's the industry isn't here. There's no public support for it. But what you do have is a really deep dual-use technology base. And I think those Irish companies are now growing in confidence. So they're exhibiting at the likes of DSEI, which is probably the biggest event in this space happening next week in London.
Pat O'Connor, who is also involved in the Irish Defence and Security Association, says there is an opportunity here for Ireland.
Since the start of the year, we're seeing a generational shift in Europe's approach to defence spending, with big numbers like $10 billion in the European Defence Fund, $150 billion on SAFE. And I guess it's important to remember that once that's European money, Ireland is a net contributor. Irish taxpayers are paying for that. Irish taxpayers are obviously paying for the increase in defence spend in Ireland. And I think there's an increased awareness of that in society here, that if we're going to spend more on defence to protect our society, it's important that that spend not only leaves the country, but also goes into our indigenous companies. So that means jobs in SMEs like ours, investment into university R&D, driving exports. And I think critically as well, having sovereign capability. So in other words, capability that's Irish, not capability that's just imported from other places.
And that report by Jackie Fox. It's 8 minutes to 8.